Welcome back to Vikings Game Plan. This is the Xfinity Player Breakdown, and joining me is cornerback Captain Munnerlin, who had a tackle for loss and two passes defensed in the victory over the Kansas City Chiefs. We'll talk about the Lions momentarily, but it looked like you had so much fun last week in that victory.
Oh, yeah, definitely had a whole lot of fun. Better than last year, I tell you that. I feel a whole lot comfortable with my teammates, comfortable with the scheme, and, you know, just got a little excited. I told the guys on Sunday I never really played with that many much emotions, and I was kind of fired up.
Smith back to pass. Green right, and it's caught by Jeremy Maclin and stopped immediately by the captain, Captain Munnerlin, and he traps him for a loss of three. It'll be third and 13 for the Chiefs from the one, no score.
Captain, do you find that you thrive, like, in shorter passing games and stuff around the line of scrimmage?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'm a physical guy, and I like being physical, and, you know, it came out with a lot of short pass attempts, and it really was playing to my advantage, and that's something I like to do is, you know, get up in the guy's face, be physical with him, and, you know, I pride myself on tackling. You know, they say cornerbacks can't tackle, and I don't mind going up there, sticking my nose in there, so they definitely played to my strength.
Excellent play by Captain Munnerlin.
Captain referenced that from an emotional value in the way he played in that Chiefs game was better than anything we saw last year. In fact, earlier in the week when Captain was talking to the media, you said last year, quote, wasn't you. Now, compare last year to where you are now. What's the biggest difference?
I think it's always was on me. I had to reevaluate myself and, you know, and just go back into the dungeon this offseason and start training a little bit earlier. Last year, you know, I kind of got a little lackadaisical, like, yeah, I know I just signed with a new team. And, you know, I knew they expected so much out of me, and I didn't come in and I didn't show up in the top-notch shape that I should have and stuff like that, man. I just had to get my mind right and focus on the scheme even more, study a little bit more, and met with Coach Zim to learn more and more about this defense, the style of play that he wanted. And last year I wrestled with some what I've been in the league for 5 years and some of the techniques and some of Coach Zim techniques. I was like, no, why I'm doing this technique or why I'm doing this? And it all plays a part with that, man. You got to play within the defense. And last year I wasn't playing in the defense at all.
Do you find Mike Zimmer to be especially hard on his defensive backs?
Are you paying attention? Are you trying to get autographs or what?
No. You're supposed to be a big corner, you know, a tough guy. You know,
good turn. Burst out of that turn. Not so much arms this time.
Yeah, just let him hang, relax loose.
Definitely, most definitely. He calls us his babies because he loves coaching the defensive back. So he's definitely going to be hard on us. And at the same time, you know, I don't mind. I like hard coaches make me better as a player and as a person.
Is cornerback the toughest position to play in football?
And if so,
why?
By far. You're on the island, man, especially, you know, the guys on the outside. You're on the island. And, you know, you slip or fall, it can be 6 points. Especially when you're in man-to-man coverage. So it's definitely tough. In the nickel position, is even tougher. You know, the guy's got a two-way go on you. You know, playing outside, a guy, you can tell what a guy is running by his splits. You know, if he's wide, you can say, oh, he's doing an inside breaking route, or is he closer in by the hash or the numbers? You can, you know, tell what kind of routes he's running. But inside in the slot, it's kind of tough. You know, they got a two-way go. They always option routes. And you're always playing the quickest and the fastest guys in the slot. So you just got to have good eyes and read your good keys.
5'9", Captain Munnerlin, 6'6", Calvin Johnson. If that's the case, what do you do?
Oh, got to be very physical with him. I think I got the leverage because I'm smaller than him. So I definitely can get underneath this pass. But at the same time, when it comes with a jump ball, I just got to do my best and hope Harry over the top of me.
Captain Munnerlin forced the fumble.
What a great play by Captain Munnerlin. Not only to recognize the route and get in there, but get that ball loose.
Anybody ever count you out because of your size?
Yeah, I always get counted out because of my size, man. They was like, oh, man, he can't play the 6'3s, you know, Julio Jones or the Calvin Johnsons. But I thrive in those moments, man. I love to go out there and show people wrong, man. I feel like I can play those guys because I am small. You know, I'm 5'9 compared to the 6'6. But at the same time, I'm feisty. And, you know, if he go up and get the ball, I'm going to try to make sure he don't come down with it.
You know what we got to do today, baby? Hey, let's show up and show out, man. Hey, let's do what we've been doing. Let's ball, man.
What are some keys to beating the Lions today?
Oh, we definitely got to stop the run, and that's start up front with the big old guys, man. They've been doing a great job lately with stopping the run, so that's the number one key. And the second thing, we just go out there and compete. You got to compete, man. You can't be scared of the moment. And, you know, we haven't been playing well on the road at all this year, so we're 0-2 on the road, so it's definitely a time to get a road win, man, and get this season started even more.